In a few minutes, we'll be lighting the Chanukiah in the Beit HaKnesses, in the Shul, which of course does not mean that one does not light in their home. It's still necessary for one to do so. And therefore, the question is, what is the significance and reason why, if it doesn't really have any halachic basis, apparently that we do not fulfill our obligation, so why is it done in Shul? So this is something which we've discussed before. And the Beis Yosef says as follows. Ta'amim al haminhag lahadik bebeit hachneses. The reason, the custom of why we light in Shul, first of all, is v'nei ha'orchim she'en lahem bayis lahadlik. Bo. Let's say that you are in a place in which there are people that are traveling by and they don't have where to go. That just like the original reason why they instituted to have a kiddush on a Friday night, even though you think, well, what do you mean? You're going to go home and enjoy a nice festive Shabbat meal. Not everyone did. And therefore, at least that they could hear the kiddush is why it was instituted in the shul. So too, when it comes to the Beis HaKnesses, so that at least people will be able to get something out of Hanukkah. And he then quotes in the name of the Rivash, Mishum Persumanisa. It's connected to the publicizing of the miracle, which we've discussed already in the past couple of days, as to the reason why it's necessary that it should not be too high, because otherwise people will not see it, and therefore there's no more Persumanisa publicizing the miracle. Kivan she'ein anu yecholim l'kayim ha-mitzvah kitikuna. Because, at least then, as we're going to discuss, they were not able to fulfill the mitzvah in the most proper way. In the time in which the nations of the world forbade us from practicing our religion, therefore the only way in which we were able to actually practice the lighting of the Chanukiah, as the Gemara says, v'shasa sakana, in a time of danger, is to light it on the shulchan, on the table, which means that it would not be in public for the outside to see, because it would be too dangerous, but at least we can still fulfill the mitzvah for those that are inside. And therefore, in the shul, it would maximize a little bit more of this idea of persuminisa. And therefore this, as a segue, is similar to the kolbo. He says, k'dil farsim hanes, in order to publicize the miracle, m'vnei kol ha'am, l'sader ha'brachos m'vneihem, in front of an entire group, an assembly, a quorum, l'fi sh'yesh m'zeh pirsim godol l'shmo yisbarach, v'kidish shmo sh'mevarachim oso, so the fact that you are not just doing this kindling in the privacy of your own home, yourself, even though maybe outside people can see it, next to a window, but the level of persuminisa is even greater in the fact that it's done during the time in which there is a massive amount of people, where there's hopefully a minyan for those people that are davening in a shul where they had a minyan tonight. And also the idea, as he cites this other idea found in the Kolbo, is that although we are in Golos, we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have the Beit HaKnesses. We have our shuls and how we gather together to engage in avoda, in our ways of service, which is comparable to the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, for that reason, it's appropriate that we should light in the Beit HaKnesses, as, of course, the miracle occurred in the Beit HaMikdash. So he says as follows, says the Piskei Tshuvos, V'afki b'zmanenu beis ha'tameh harishonim enim mitsuyim, the first two reasons that we said are not really applicable, thank God. We live in a place in which we're so kind and hospitable that even if a person is traveling by, they will certainly have a place in which to light their candles. So therefore, the idea, which we said was comparable to the Kiddush on Friday night in the shul, that reason kind of falls to the wayside, because that's not something which is really an issue, because everyone will have the opportunity to light. V'gam tam harivosh leika. So too, when it comes to the other reason that we cited, that of the rivosh, that the ein lanu chshash lahadik b'chutz, that we're fortunate that we live in a country in which we are allowed to practice our religion outwardly and openly. And therefore, for that reason, we are engaged in persuminisa, not only in the shul, but also in our own homes. Mikol makom, nonetheless, even though those two reasons don't apply, lo b'teila tekana u'madlikin neres beis haknesses bebracha. We're not going to remove ourselves from the initial takana that was established, and therefore we will light, and we will light in a few moments with a bracha. But then he concludes with the idea, he says, that's the reason why the Ramah, the Ramosh Yisrael says, that Ein yoytzi midei choyva b'hadlaka zu, that you did not fulfill your obligation, because you see the reasons of why it was initially enacted in the shul no longer apply, at least a couple of the first two reasons. And therefore, for that reason, Pursuim and Issa can still be realized outside the shul in our own homes, and therefore one, says the Ramah, does not fulfill their obligation with the lighting in the shul. Kivan she'ein yoytzi midechova b'halakha zu, since in fact one does not fulfill their obligation by the lighting in the shul, technically speaking, it's possible that the person who will kindle those flames of the Chanukiah could even be a child, provided that they are of chinuch age. We don't do that. Because of Kavod Tzibor, we do not have a child light. Rather, we're going to have someone who's an adult to light the Chanukiah. But in either way, as the Ramah said, although there are numerous reasons cited, one does not fulfill their obligation, although one should bear in mind the reasons that we cited as to why we do light in shul.